Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Parkscope Unprofessional Podcast Hour. It is me, Joe. I am doing well. It's been a crazy day. Joining me is special guest. I will actually use the word special. Brian from Orlando United. Brian, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Doing a Parkscope podcast with just Joe is the best.
Exactly. There we go. You see, this is the enthusiasm we need everyone to bring.
Yeah. I could be enthusiastic. Wah! I can fake it till I make it.
Exactly. My motto, fake it till you make it. Okay, so this is going to be a weird episode, I guess. I don't know. I just got rear-ended today. I was making a left-hand turn, and some guy ran a red light. So I jammed on my brakes, and then the guy behind me hit me. So,
well, that's fun.
Yeah, and then I have to fill up my tires with air because it's like 30 degrees outside now. It went from 70 on Friday, and then there was snow on the ground like Sunday morning.
We had the same except without snow.
Yeah, exactly. It's just been absolutely weird, and this whole week's been bizarre and weird. But when I get down to Columbus for Thanksgiving, my dad made barbacoa, so we have homemade barbacoa waiting. So that's going to be delicious.
Well, that's a traditional meal.
Yeah, well, no, we're having a traditional meal too, but the barbacoa is like a setup.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he was kind of like, "Well, what should we have beforehand?" I'm like, "We can make barbacoa," and I sent him a recipe, and we're like, "Yeah, sure, let's do that."
So I hope he just catered it from Chipotle.
I do too. That'd be well. That won't be shitting our pants everywhere. Let's be honest. Too soon, or maybe not too soon. I don't know. Okay, so let's talk some Universal, shall we? So
Volcano Park.
Yeah. Volcano Bay announced new info, they announced the Aventura Hotel, and they announced new Fallon information. If you want more information, go to our website or listen to Orlando United Radio, episode 59. Where
I feel like we just discussed this.
Yeah, because we just discussed this last week. So it's me, Brian, Drew, and we're
no,
just...
No Hate to Fly.
Yeah, No Hate to Fly, no Andy. We're discussing this, Halloween Horror Nights 26 and 27, and something else? Oh, I think the drone show. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, so go listen to their episode, and we talk about all this and all that jazz. So, some new information that came out. By the way, when I heard all this Disney stuff come out, I swore, like, Universal would, like, dump all their Nintendo stuff right about now. Were you kind of thinking that?
No, I thought it was going to happen last week. Now I think it's probably going to happen in the new year.
Okay. Because, you know, whenever it always happens where it's like Disney announces something like minor and then Universal's like, here's Diagon Alley. Okay, so Universal finally killed that hop float from the Superstar Parade. And they're putting in Secret Life of Pets. Yay.
That's because we all know hops are going to become the attraction now.
Oh, clearly. So this is an interactive float? How is it an interactive float?
I thought they were all interactive because they all join you.
Okay.
No, but I think it's that they actually interact with you.
Okay. I saw interactive float, so I thought it was maybe something new, but
I think not. I think they react, I think, is what they're getting at.
Okay.
So they react to the crowd, I believe. That's about it.
Yeah. Well, the float looks pretty good.
It's a float.
It's a float. It's a float-ass float. At least it doesn't look like... at least it's not pulled by tractors or semi-trucks. No, not semi-trucks. Pickup trucks like the Mardi Gras parade. So, yeah, it looks good.
And it's nice to see that the parade float won't have screens.
Unlike Paint the Night.
Paint the Night.
I haven't seen
it. From what I've seen.
Yeah. I mean, it looks fine, but I mean, I haven't seen it yet, so I can't say too much. So, also announced, they announced the Volcano Bay ticket options. So, they haven't released, like, single-day tickets for Volcano Bay. Instead, they're just selling three-day tickets. The three-day tickets range from $249 three-day tickets to $295 tickets, which include park hopping. So, yeah, they're kind of doing this thing where they're advertising it more as a resort. So they're trying to get you to stay for 3 days, or they want you to book one of their four-night hotel accommodations and all sorts of guest packages stuff.
You mean the Splash Stay and Play vacation package?
Exactly, which starts at $115 per night per adult. The package includes four-night hotel accommodations at a Universal Partner Hotel, Universal's Islands Adventure, Universal Studios Florida, and Universal's Volcano Bay, and guests can upgrade their vacation package by staying at one of Universal Orlando's on-site hotels to receive additional benefits, like park early park admission to Universal's Volcano Bay 1 hour before the park opens, and to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. Packages to Universal's Cabana Bay Resort start at $165 per person per night, tax inclusive. So
to book this vacation package and save up to $100, visit universalorlando.com/vacation-packages/splash-day-and-play.
Yeah. Yeah, vacation-packages/splash-day/pay.aspx. I like how they have .aspx still, dear lord.
Yeah.
So they're saying that the tickets are going to be available for use June 1st. And they're saying early summer 2017, so you think we're looking at June 1st for the opening day, or maybe more like maybe May, maybe, or something like that?
More than likely. I'd imagine a late April. I mean, if we're going with June 1st, late April for soft openings.
Mm-hmm.
And then June 1st would be their grand opening. Kind of like how Aquatica did it. Aquatica was open like in February, and 2 months later it was just, hey, here's opening day.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I imagine Universal is going to want to do some sort of, you know, Diagon Alley-esque event where they show off Fallon and this and something else, and Jimmy Fallon will come down and record some shows, and him and Higgins will be on, like, the water coaster or something, and the Roots.
That's a tiki bar.
Yeah, the Roots will do something. The Roots, knowing what the Roots did on Doctor Doom, I bet you they do the bomb door water slide. You know, all the way at the top.
Oh God, yeah, that Questlove's reactions will probably be the greatest.
Yeah, exactly. So they'll do that.
He gets freaked out by magic, so I just imagine a bomb drop door.
Yeah, so they'll do that, and then they probably will have something in Diagon Alley, and they'll talk about the ride, and they'll talk about something else like Nintendo and all that fun stuff. What I find really interesting is they're actually pushing for the 3 day park hopper tickets. Considering that the 2 day park hopper is their most popular option, I just think it's interesting that they're going for this instead of the. You can get in for $70 or whatever it would cost.
Well, I mean, I think they're just doing the model that now Disney made popular. The longer you stay, the less you pay. I mean, the math was, I think, $40 just for the Volcano Bay add on.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you're staying there for 3 days. I mean, it makes sense just to go with that. And now that's taken away a day from, I mean, granted, we know it's not really a theme park, but how they're marketing it, some people are not going to expect just a full-blown water park.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to, $40 for a theme park? Hey, that's swell. Do you really want to go to Animal Kingdom, honey? Avatar's not open yet.
What's Rivers of Light? We have no idea.
Bob saw Wants Changes.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I think NJ Brandon found the name for one of the bars in Volcano Bay. It was like something something social club. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I saw it. I don't remember the name.
Yeah, I don't remember the name either. But it sounds like it's a sit-down restaurant, which I wonder how a sit-down restaurant will do in a water park.
I just want tiki mugs from Volcano Bay.
I really hope they have tiki mugs. That'd be really, really nice. Anything else at Universal, Brian, you can think of?
We should get Mardi Gras news next month.
That's true. Yeah, we got Mardi Gras news. We should start getting the all the bands, right?
Yeah, all the lineup with four TBAs. And probably more Fallon stuff. That's about it.
Yeah, when did Fallon announce they were going to go down in 2014? When was that again?
They made the announcement in November. They actually made the announcement of the facade and all that almost a year to the day of when they first officially announced it.
Well, what I'm saying is when did they announce that they were – in 2014, remember when they went down for Diagon Alley? When did they announce they were going to be in Fallon? Like, Fallon was going to be filming down there.
Ooh, I want to say January?
Okay, so we probably get that then, too. January, February, something like that?
I think it was definitely January.
Okay. So we get that, too. That'd be good. Okay. I'm just
Synergy!
Thinking, yay! I mean, it was fun watching them film there. That was cool. That was a fun time. With you
of
ending
course,
up.
There was that rumor of, he might show Diagon Alley to people. That never happened.
Yeah, that was really sad. I ran all the way to Diagon Alley hearing people were getting in, and there was just like the Today Show people or whatever who won that.
Jerks.
Yeah, whatever. Well, they waited forever to ride Gringotts, so sucks to be them. So, let's head over to Disney. This is going to be our big Disney episode. I kind of wanted to do this episode because I think our next one is just going to be Lane's trip report to Disneyland and also Universal Studios Singapore. Because Lane decided at the last minute to go to Singapore.
I'm extremely jealous of Lane right now.
Yeah, right? And he's like, and he takes a photo of Grover and he calls him Elmo. So I'm pissed off. Whatever. Well, it was Elmo's spaghetti chase, space chase or whatever. Is it just... Yeah, is it Elmo's spaghetti space chase or just... whatever. Whatever. Anyway, he's in Shanghai.
Sentosa.
Yeah. So, where do you want to start off? Do you want to start with Avatar? Do you want to start off with... I mean, I don't really have D23 in here except for Avatar, so...
I mean, we could. We can talk about the bridge.
We could talk about the bridge. Dat bridge, yo. The thematic bridge, the themed bridge. What do they write about the bridge? Like...
I was actually pulling it up right now because when they sent out the press release, I didn't include the bridge. I just wrote my own little thing.
Yeah,
I actually was kind of floored. There's about a paragraph worth of bridge story.
Jeez. Yeah, so while you're pulling that up, the general of what I've been hearing is that the whole presentation was really underwhelming. James Cameron just didn't really speak well to the crowd, it sounds like. And they didn't really release enough new information, so it just sounded really boring and unfortunate. It just sounded like it was a missed opportunity, which sucks.
Well, I think it was a product of its own hype. Now, that's not to say that the hype was unwarranted, because you bring in James Cameron, you expect, well, if he's coming down here for this, I would expect something, but they never really officially said they were going to do anything special. But, I mean... You bring in Chappick and Cameron and everybody from Avatar just to say, hey, here's an expat with a tiki hut. Here's a bridge with a story. And here's where you're going to eat. That's kind of...
I mean, you didn't need...
That's...
You needed a little more info. And it just seems like they just gave a barely additional information. So, I don't know. It's really bizarre. Do you have the bridge pulled up?
I do.
Okay, can you read this? I want to hear this.
Let me take a sip of my drink. And as part of Chappick's conversation with D23 host Jeffrey Epstein, he revealed the new entry bridge to Pandora, the world of Avatar. According to the storyline developed by Walt Disney Imagineering and Lightstorm Entertainment, this bridge was built during a time when a destructive company called the RDA, Resources Development Administration, came to Pandora. Now that they are long gone, nature is breaking down evidence of their presence. This bridge will soon serve as an entry into the base camp of Alpha Centauri Expeditions, the eco-tour group that will host explorers on their Pandora adventure.
Jesus Christ. Nowhere else has a story bridge. So it's just, I don't know.
Now the best part is the actual meat of the land, where they talk about like Flight of Passage, River Journey, and the restaurant and all that.
Mm-hmm.
That gets a set in each.
But the bridge gets a full paragraph.
Literally the, the Satuli Cant... Satuli... Whatever. The canteen.
Mm-hmm.
A main dining establishment for Pandora, featuring Navi art and cultural items.
So, I have a question on this one. Is this like a Navi, like actual...
It's Navi.
Navi?
Navi.
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 Navi,
Jaina.
No more. So the question is this like a repurposed industrial facility, or is this like there? Like, are you trying to get what I'm getting at here? Like,
it looks like from the concept art, from the Pablo Picasso concept art.
Yeah.
That the it used to be a mess hall that the Na'vi now have integrated into their culture, now are serving their stuff.
Which makes sense with a giant HVAC system just sticking out of the middle of the which I was like, what's going on here? Yeah, so that makes more sense. The Pablo Picasso concept art with all the melting clocks everywhere. So it really looks like they just took one of those really crappy filters and just put
it
over.
That's exactly.
Yeah, it looks like they just kind of blurred everyone's face ever so slightly. It looks bizarre.
When you zoom out, you don't notice it at all, but it's when you get it to size, it's when you realize what the freak were they doing.
So, yeah. Did you – I'm looking at the so also what they have is the gift shop they showed a little bit, because, of course, every place needs a gift shop.
Wind Traders.
Yes. it sounds like this is, again, a repurposed area. For some odd reason, what I find really interesting with the concept art, it looks like they just took photos of, like, all these people in the park and just, like, photoshopped them in here.
Would be the least bit surprised.
Yeah. One of my favorites is, like, the old guy on the right with the kid with the mohawk.
I'm looking at that one right now, too.
I was like, what's going on here? Also, the kids who are way too interested in these, like, plush that have no emotional resonance with them. Like, they're just holding it right in the middle. You see what I'm seeing?
Yeah, not for nothing. Like, I'm a fan of Avatar. I'm looking forward to this land. But I don't think little Timmy or little Julie is like, oh, I want this thing that's blue with teeth. I mean, they probably do. But, like, you see, like Pinocchio, Cleo, and Figaro. Like, kids want that. I don't know if they want whatever the beast name is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's... whatever. I mean, I knew this was going to be a merchandising problem from the get-go, though.
Yeah. And that's continue.
I was going to say, what are you selling? Like, but I do see, I do notice in the concept art, right in the little corner, D-Tech. Pandora has D-Tech.
Where in the corner is that?
The guy with the mohawk is 11 o'clock.
Is that D-Tech? Oh, yeah, that is D-Tech. I thought that looked like a B.
That's D-Tech.
Jeez. Of course it's D-Tech. Oh, wait. No, concept art's getting away from me. Oh, jeez. Of course they have D-Tech. But yeah, I think they're going to make some interesting things. I mean, don't they have something written about what they're going to offer in the press release?
No.
Okay, so your write-up on Orlando United says, Wind Traders will be the land's shop and will sell Na'vi items, toys, science kits, and more.
That's it.
I gotta say, science kits sounds pretty cool, though.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, they sell science kits at Kennedy Space Center.
Yeah, well, I'm not arguing. I'm not arguing that. I'm also saying that's still pretty cool. I wonder why they don't sell science kits at Mission Space, but that's another discussion for another time. So this is the most bizarre one. Is Pongu Pongu. This is the third piece of concept art. It's an outdoor drink area, I think, in that kind of cluster of buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And a tiki-type drink location called Pongu Pongu also becoming the land, which will feature an old expat in a hula skirt. So the expat's like one of those, the giant killer mech salt things from the end of the movie.
Yeah, what's his face? The main bad guy fights everyone at the end.
Yeah.
See, I even forgot his name. I just remember Jake and Sextail.
Yeah. Boop. But this looks like I have no idea.
Am I allowed to share secrets?
Yeah, share secrets.
Okay. So apparently at D23, the destination event, whatever the hell you want to call it. From what I heard secondhand, the presentation of the Imagineers saying what inspired them to get Pandora together and all that, what they drew inspiration from. They flat out said they really couldn't draw anything from Pandora or from Avatar the movie as inspiration.
Oh.
Like, so the way it was presented to me was like, now imagine if this was Harry Potter and you're sitting there next to J.K. Rowling saying, yeah, we couldn't really draw anything from your movie, so we had to kind of search for things that made sense.
Mm.
So apparently, you see the tiki bar, you see the hula skirt. Apparently, one of the spots was Hawaii.
Jesus. Well, I bet you this was right around the time Trader Sam's was getting popular. Also, that little Julia is in the bottom left-hand corner of that outside concept art again, holding the same plush.
I still don't know what the name of that animal is.
Blue thing. Blue animal thing.
I mean, it's cute. It kind of looks like Skippy, but...
Yeah. Hello, Skippy. Yeah.
Save Skippy.
Yeah. Rip Skippy. Yeah, I mean, like, I'm interested in having an alcoholic tiki drink in Animal Kingdom. The problem is, it has nothing to do with Avatar, and... Yeah... I think people are going to like be impressed by it because it's well done in the way like people are impressed by like Buena Vista Street at California Adventure is well done. Like, yeah, it's really well done and it's good and there's a lot of good stuff, but it doesn't necessarily have any relation to the actual property or anything else going on. It just kind of exists. Like, if you really dive into it, it'll make very little sense, I think.
I think one of the biggest critiques or concerns I've always had was the heart of the land. Like, it's going to look pretty, obviously, especially at night. But is it going to have heart? And after the presentation this weekend, it didn't seem like they were forcing the explanation on everything. Well, this is why here makes sense, and this is why this makes sense. It's like, you're not supposed to really go into that detail to tell us, for us to get it. It just, we're supposed to feel it on our own, going like Diagon Alley. You know where you walk. Oh, this is the little magical pathway, and there's a dragon. Oh my gosh, it has charm.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have to force it down your throat, and it's I mean, we'll see. I mean, they haven't really announced anything, so we could still be wrong, but it's still not looking good, like, as far as presentation-wise, not thematics.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's sort of like if Diagon Alley, they spent a whole paragraph explaining, you know, the waterfront embankment. Like, that's not the point. Like, you're missing the point here. So
yeah, like, the fountain.
Yeah, here's a whole history of the Piccadilly Circus fountain. It's like, this has little to nothing to do with anything that's going on.
Well, I remember one of my first posts when they announced Avatar. I was like, yeah, Avatar. And you're like, that's cool. That's going to look nice. You know, automatically everyone thinks the bioluminescence. But one of my first things I said to everybody was, but how do you translate that into a story? Like, why are you there? First off, I mean, I'm sure this has been discussed ad nauseum. But, you know, technically it's a poisonous atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're walking around with no mask. But, of course, in the theme park world, you're supposed to suspend belief. Fine. Ignoring that, where are we eating? Like, you know, you go to Diagon Alley, you go to Hogsmeade, there's a set restaurant. You know, even the old, like Gaston's Tavern, makes sense. You're just forcing a restaurant in here out of a mess hall and then giving it a name that sounds Indian.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just... I don't know.
It's bizarre. It's really, really bizarre. So they also kind of announced summer 2017 to begin off with. I guess they're sticking to that. So we'll see it in 7 months or so, or 8 months, who knows.
Well, after Kong, we learned summer can also mean September.
Or whenever the hell they want. That's what it is. So, yeah, they also announced a little bit of stuff on the rides. It looks like it's this dynamic attractions ride system, the one where you stand up. That seems like to be what the Flight of Passage is. And I hear good stuff about the boat ride, maybe. I'm not really sure.
Didn't someone say it's basically Shanghai's Pirates without the 3D?
There is no 3D in Shanghai's Pirates.
I thought that was 3D.
Nope.
Okay, then it was Shanghai's Pirates.
Yeah, basically Shanghai Pirates is what I heard, but not really, because the ride path is altered. So it's not exactly the same thing, but pretty close.
We're getting screens is what we're getting at.
Yeah, and yeah, screens and physical stuff, and there's one Audi animatronic at least, and that's the one they posted a video of. It looked pretty good. It looked really good.
No, it looks amazing. I just don't know if that's like a previs of the animatronic, just because does the animatronic really get to say, how did that sound or whatever she says?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that really part of the shtick?
I hope so. I hope it's a stand-up act. It's like the shaman thing's what I do for my day job, but I like to do stand-up at night. I have no idea. I just watched the video. I didn't listen to it, the audio. So, yeah. I mean, it has to be somewhat done, the audio animatronic, you think?
Yeah, no, for what I mean, I know it's done. I just don't know what they released was the audio animatronic. Just yeah. Because it, I mean, one, it looks really damn good. I'm not saying Disney can't do it, but it's just that little end of her looking away from the camera. Like, would they really program the audio animatronic knowing Disney's past of kind of just shoehorning it, not shoehorning it, but not going all out? Just to change 5 seconds of the audio animatronics program just for D23's like secondary event, not even.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, good point. So also on AA's, I think Martin's reporting this is that there's going to be 4 major audio animatronics in the whole land.
Yeah,
and there will be, I forget, I think a bunch of animated figures. So a audio animatronic is basically anything that's programmable. It's the best way to put it.
Any figure that moves.
Well, no. If it's programmable, so it has wide range of movements, and you program what it does. A mechanical figure is like the It's a Small World dolls, where kind of like a mechanical set path of how it rotates. Make sense?
Got it. Gotcha. Yeah.
So, like, I was thinking about this on the ride home. Like, Pirates of the Caribbean. The pirates are AAs. The little crabs on the beach are mechanical figures.
Got it. Okay.
Make sense? So there'll be a lot of mechanical figures of maybe, like, animals, like, with their arms opening or closing, you know, that's kind of stuff. But just only 4 audio animatronics, which is interesting. Because Gringotts has like 8 audio animatronics in just the ride / queue area. And then Kong, it has 10, I believe.
Including Kong would have Kong, the worm, 3 bats, and I guess technically the witch. I mean, at that point, if the audio, then they're not audio animatronics and the bus drivers. They're just mechanical figures.
Are they mechanical figures? Because they're programmed.
Kinda.
Well, they are. I mean,
yeah. But the argument can be made that they really don't. They just kind of do the thing. They don't really have. Well, I guess
they're still programmed to. They're still programmed. There may be limited motion audio animatronics, but they do move.
Yeah, and I guess
they are programmed. Also, the witch in the queue.
Oh, of course, yeah. How could I forget?
Yeah. So I mean, being very cautious. Let's say there's at least 3 good, crazy audio animatronics in Kong.
Very good audio animatronics.
Very good.
And the witch being the best.
Yes. Thank you. So, anyway, that's Avatar. I don't know if I want to talk about Avatar until summer 2017 now.
Hopefully they release something soon.
That'd be nice.
I think at this point, if we compare, I mean, granted we can't compare timelines, but before opening, I think this is when Universal started releasing Diagon goodies. Like, in-depth, like, hey, the ride's called, you know, the Escape from Gringotts, and here's a look at the actual in-ride. things you can expect.
I think they did that maybe in January or February of 2014, right?
I can look that up while you continue on with the show.
So look that up real quick, and let's touch on something really, really quick while you're looking that up. Epcot's getting a new festival.
Yay!
Yay! This is going to go from January 13th to February 20th. It'll be Epcot's International Festival of the Arts. Basically, it's going to focus on pieces of Disney historical art by artist Mary Blair, Herb Raymond, and contemporary Disney artists such as Joe Kaminsky and Costa Averzos. Alaverzos. There we go.
Costa Alaverzos.
There we go. You see? I'm from the Midwest. So I can't pronounce things.
It's all right, Joe. I'll let it slide.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So it sounds like they're going to be presenting art. It sounds like they'll probably be just using the World Wonders of Life Pavilion. And, of course, like anything, there's going to be food and drink options. Yeah. It sounds interesting. I'm going to be interested to see how they present it.
I mean, it's very obvious that they're taking the Festival of the Masters that was held for free at the former Downtown Disney,
mm-hmm.
meshing it with Food and Wine the Third, and giving it a different kind of shtick with the, instead of the Flower Power or whatever concert and Eat to the Beat,
mm-hmm.
now you have Broadway music, which I think would be a huge selling point for people. I think the Broadway Talent concert series is different enough where people will want to check it out, especially because they have Lion King, Newsies, which is a thing now, and Aladdin. Mm-hmm. As far as the art, I mean, you have Mary Blair. All Disney fanatics are going to go for that. So it's just another excuse for people to come to Epcot. We all know, I mean, again, ad nauseum, Epcot's not in great shape. That's why it's now just basically festivals all year. In fact, yeah. I was having a discussion with somebody who was, you know, not into the theme park circle. He was like, yeah, it just seems like Epcot always has festivals. I'm like, yeah, it's kind of funny you say that.
Because that's all they do. Womp womp.
But now, you know, February 20th, that is the ending date. Flower Garden starts, what, 2 weeks later, I think.
Yeah, and then basically you have the food and wine pavilions are up from like September to May, basically. May or June? Something like that?
No, they're still around. They're still around for Flower and Garden, too.
Yeah. And when does Flower and Garden end?
I want to say end of May, almost, I think.
So they're almost up till, yeah, they're almost up till June. So like September to June. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's almost year long. I'm looking here to see when they announced. I know they already announced the Flower and Garden because I know they had more dates added.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is it? Well, continue on.
Yeah. I'm pulling up a joke. Oh, no, that's not it. I'm pulling up a joke from Kiesis, from one of my favorite. Oh, here it is. Experimental prototype community of there is literally a fucking festival every day of the year.
Pretty much, yeah.
Which is great. So have you found that thing about Diagon Alley yet?
Oh, January. Sorry, yeah, January 23rd.
There we go. End of January. Okay, so let's talk really quick about Rivers of Light. I don't want to say too much because we're still hearing stuff. But my understanding is Rivers of Light, as it was created, is no longer. Do you want to say anything else, Brian? Or
I found the Flower and Garden dates. It's March 1st to May 29th.
Okay, there we go. So it's about a month off, I guess.
Well, yeah, there's it's an 8-day period between the end of the art festival and Flower and Garden.
I thought it ends February 20th.
Yeah, February 20th, and then Flower and Garden starts March 1st.
Oh, March 1st. Oh, okay.
And then ends 20th. Oh, whatever. Okay. And then ends May 29th. So from June, July, and August, there's no booths.
Jeez.
So 9 months out of the year, you can get food and drink.
Yay.
At a place where you already can get food and drink.
Thanks, Epcot. Yeah. Anyway, Rivers of Light. It doesn't sound like it's going very well. I think it's going to open in some capacity this summer, but it sounds like they're going for a complete World of Color-esque rewrite, probably to ditch everything they have and then rebuild the show anew.
Which is kind of sad, because I think World of Color's style is better suited for Epcot. Because you have that huge lagoon with a lot more opportunities. Animal Kingdom, even with, I mean, we still don't have Avatar yet. And Rivers of Light, obviously, was supposed to happen this summer. The night thing at Animal Kingdom didn't really work out this summer, from what I hear. Like, it was fine, but...
No way.
But it didn't do what they thought it would. And obviously, you can argue Rivers of Light not premiering was a huge thing, but...
That was massive. That was the biggest thing.
And the Jungle Book for... I mean... We could say... Well, yeah, but that's after the fact. Beforehand, you know, the general public, they hear Jungle Book, which was the it movie before Civil War... You know, people are going to be hyped to see Jungle Book, and it still drew crowds. Granted, everybody left probably with a sour face, but it still drew people. So, and it's the same amount of people that would have seen Rivers of Light.
Yeah, but would they have stayed around? Would they have done as many showings? I mean, I don't know. I'm just disappointed that we never got to see the final version of Rivers of Light. Before they just kind of throw characters into it and mess around with it and see what they do. So I don't know. So
I'm okay with the characters. I mean, people are stupid.
Yeah.
they like to be easily entertained, you know, like Illuminations. People don't pay attention to the globe in the middle. They just see the fireworks and the fire in the middle. When the fire happens out of the globe, everyone's like, "Hey, Inferno." But they're not paying attention to what's actually on the globe's continent.
Yeah, true.
But then again, you can't really see it.
Yeah, which is the real problem. So, I mean, Rivers of Light, it was a good concept. It's just going to be interesting to see what they do keep come this summer.
The flower.
Yeah, will they keep the flowers? Will they keep those paper lanterns? Will they keep those boats? Remember the boats?
I remember boats.
Yeah, they have boats, and they have like projectors on them on the sails. Would they keep those the shaman, you know, from the two sides of the river? Would they do that too? Will they get rid of them?
I hope they don't keep the mist greens that they had for Jungle Book.
Yeah, that was Well, I mean, also if they were doing mist greens, they probably are doing that more as a backdrop than the actual focus point. So, well, true. I mean, and also the problem with those mist greens are like. The good mist screens are the ones with those like power blaster things, you know, like World of Color or Fantasmic.
Yeah, this literally was just like a sprinkler shooting.
Yeah.
To the one direction.
So and the problem with that is you don't have when you have the water shooting up at like a high velocity, you can pretty much guarantee where the focal point's going to be. But if you have it like draping across and falling, you can't focus. That you can't focus the projector, so it looks like shit. Right?
Science.
Yeah, science. There you go. So it just looks bad. So, I don't know. It's Rivers of Light, we hardly knew ye.
In the easiest way, when the water blaster's powerful, the droplets are thicker, which giving a better canvas for the projections to display upon.
Well, and also you can focus on them better, too.
That too.
Because because wind is less likely to affect their, you know... Where they're located. Anyway, whatever. Okay, done with the Rivers of Light. Okay, Epcot rumors. There's been a few people who we trust who have dropped Epcot rumors over the past few days. Today, the biggest one was MK Pony, who runs the amazing Passport to Dreams blog. So I'm going to go through a real quick rundown of these rumors, and we'll discuss what we think about them.
Okay.
So, new entryway. So, they're going to basically completely redo the guest flow of the turnstiles all the way to Spaceship Earth. So, hopefully, they'll be getting rid of the tombstones. Finally.
Can I? I want to just say two things before you continue. Yeah. One, I heard something like that too.
Okay.
Two, do you really want to get rid of my picture?
No.
Okay. Good.
Well,
go on.
Well, what they're going to actually do is they're just going to keep the one pillar with your picture on it and remove all the other pictures and just have your picture on it.
Acceptable.
Okay, good. But we will always remember your picture through Derek Bergen's art. That's all that matters.
What better way to be remembered for?
Exactly. Okay, so the next thing they're going to do is they're going to tear down the Innoventions buildings, the old Communicore buildings. So that's going to be Guest Relations and the Art of Disney and Mouse Gear and the Electric Umbrella and the Character Spot and Cool Zone, and all of Innoventions will be coming down.
Wait, so that's technically Canada's Innoventions?
That's, I'm calling it the Innoventions buildings. So Communicore is going to come down. All that whole big, those two wings are going to all come down.
Yeah. Huh. So where would they put their giant massive exit retail store?
That's a great question. And I have a great answer for that.
Hey,
they will be rebuilding a lot of those facilities, including food, retail, guest services, stuff like that, as individual buildings around Future World, basically. So it'll still be... Remember the Project Gemini plans? How they were going to get rid of it and have like those like blotchy kind of buildings in the same general area?
You mean when it was going to be Discovery Land and Time Racers where a roller coaster rocketed into Spaceship Earth? Yeah, those things.
Exactly. So they're going to do something like that where... You're going to have one building be, you know, the food, and it's going to kind of mesh into the greenery and all that stuff. So it's going to be a lot of visual enhancements to the area.
Basically what every Disney fanboy has thought would going to happen to Epcot, or at least Future World, for the past 16, 17 years.
Yeah, except for the fact – well, I also hope they get rid of those tarps. Wouldn't it be funny if the tarps stay but everything else goes?
But they provide shade.
If barely.
And a pin trading store.
Yay. I can't believe pin trading's still a thing, dear God. They're going to be getting rid of that. They're going to build some new. They're going to build a new restaurant with better seating and better guest flow. Hopefully it won't be called the Electric Umbrella. I hope they bring back... Well, remember what the pizza and pasta place was? Do you remember what it was called?
Oh. No.
I'm forgetting what was called.
Pizza See, and pasta.
Epcot.
Yeah. 90s.
I mean, that's what I remember. Yeah, it closed in like 2001, so.
Oh, Pasta Piazza.
Ah, Pasta Piazza. Yeah, there you go.
Well, they served Mickey Roney.
Was it?
That's what, no, I'm serious.
I know. I'm not thinking that was a pun you made up. That's something I believe that they would do. Dear Lord. So anyway, they tear down those buildings, build them up new so they could probably and also, I mean, the problem with Innoventions and Communicore was they always kind of blocked the major pavilions. So you didn't know what was beyond them. So this would get rid of that issue also.
No, that makes sense. That's one of the from what I've heard from the entryway and the Communicore / Innoventions removal that's needed and great ideas that they got going for it.
Yep. So, moving clockwise, starting at the 7 o'clock position, they will be replacing Universe Energy completely. They will be leveling it, and they'll be putting the Tron coaster there.
What about Guardians?
Well, Brian, do we want to touch the contract today or just not?
We'll cover that in episode 60 of Orlando United Radio, which comes soon.
There we go. We'll do that. Yeah, so they're going to replace Tron with the Universe Energy. They're going to replace Universe Energy with Tron. And
wait, real quick. You and I have been, no, Guardians is not coming. Please stop. Are the people that have been saying Guardians coming now saying, okay, maybe this isn't happening anymore?
I have no idea. I haven't heard anything they've been saying. I mean, Bob Chapek basically said no Guardians at Tower of Terror. What I heard.
He never said no Guardians at Universe of Energy.
Yeah. My understanding is that there was several concepts for Universe Energy. Just like they do for a lot of Imagineering projects. And the Guardians concept was unfathomably expensive. And they directed the money towards Shanghai Disneyland instead.
Okay.
Which we'll be getting to later. So the Guardians concept's dead. Long live Tron bike coaster. The next thing is they will be re-theming Mission Space. So they will keep the ride system, everything like that, but they'll do a re-theme. Now, here's where things get interesting. Guardians of the Galaxy was rumored to be a re-theme for Mission Space.
Mm-hmm.
That was one I heard pretty reliably. I could see them take the risk and redo a re-theme and see what Universal does. Or I could see them maybe just try to do something crazy and be like Wall-E themed, or I don't know.
I think Mission Space made the most sense. Because I remember when you told me, I was like, well, I still don't believe it, but Mission Space makes sense because instead of dropping, what, 200, well, no, it's a Disney project, 400 million on a one attraction.
Yeah.
You could just do an easy layover and just replace the graphics. Mm-hmm. And then if some things went down legally, legal-wise, stumbled there, legally, you could just say, okay, our bad, and flip it out and replace it with anything you want. And also another thing they can do is they can have it a Guardian-style ride but not have actually any Marvel characters in there.
Have it like a Guardians universe kind of attraction.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So, yeah. Mission Space. Test track won't be touched. I don't think they're touching Wonders of Life at all. What a surprise.
No Storm Pavilion?
Yeah. God, I wish. Imagination, they'll be redoing with IP, and that's all I know. No other ideas. They're not touching the land, and they are not touching the Living Seas. And last I heard, they're not touching Spaceship Earth. So, who knows on that? Anyway.
What about the finale?
Still no changes to the finale. 8 years later, which people still swear is coming. Also, every single World Showcase pavilion is going to get an IP.
Yeah, that's the one.
They're going to IP everything up, and the new Illuminations, or Illuminations replacement, will be heavy on IP. So,
yeah, that's when I saw the heard the little rumblings of that. It makes sense. You saw Norway get the Arendelle treatment. I think you're going to piss off a lot of the crowd that still keeps Epcot relevant, which is the booze drinking around the world people.
Yeah. So one of the other things I mean, Disney's kind of weird right now with just like, I feel like they got really caught flat-footed with Harry Potter, and I don't think they understand why it's popular or how it's popular, and I think they're just chasing the dragon right now in a way.
okay.
No, literally, I think they are. They're just trying to get more and more of that IP revenue when they don't understand what's going on. I was told this weekend a really stupid rumor that I hope was true. Was that they wanted to replace Impressions de France with the Guardians of the Galaxy preview.
Okay.
Right? So, because they're just like, screw it, whatever. Because, I don't know, some Disney fan will make up the excuse that's like con or whatever. I mean, this is also the same company that actually was actively looking to put Cars Land into World Showcase. I mean, they don't know what's going on. They don't know how to do anything. So, whew, good luck, guys. Yeah, I don't know.
Speaking of which, I noticed in the show notes there's no mention of Cabanas.
Yeah, I realized that. I totally screwed that one up. So you want to talk about that one next, Brian?
Yes, please.
Okay, you cover this one.
Okay, all right. Well, for those who don't know, Cabanas, private Cabanas, are now available to rent at Tomorrowland in the Magic Kingdom. It's basically a little bit to the right of Space Mountain. Right near the restrooms, and they are $650 to rent, and it's literally, from what I've seen, a couple of chairs, or I guess I could say sofas.
IKEA sofas. I mean,
IKEA
modern sofas.
And that's it, right?
I think there's, like, sofas, there's, like, an end table, there's a coffee table.
A rug.
A rug. I think there's a television in there, too. But
I didn't see anything with the television, but I could be wrong.
The big one, there's no fucking AC. Why would you do this without AC?
Now I haven't heard anything. Is drinks and meals included?
No.
Right. Okay. So this, I knew. I figured as much.
Now, drinks and food you can buy and get served to you, but they're not included.
Naturally.
One great point that I've heard brought up and I brought up today was the same price you could rent, you could get a one night stay at like any of the resorts on the monorail. So if this was your goal, why don't you just get a one day room at one of these resorts? You take the 5 minutes to hop on the monorail, get there, you have a shower, air conditioning, and then you can come back.
Yeah.
And you get to stay all night. And then you get early entry the next day.
It's when I stayed at the Polynesian, we booked it, I think, at $302 a night.
Yeah.
So we're talking about half the price of a cabana. That's not really a cabana.
Yeah, it's – well, I mean, well, let's be real honest here. The cabanas are a test. They're not advertising it like a test, but it is a test. The rumor being that they have land set aside in Disneyland. They have land set aside in the new Star Wars expansion, and they have land set aside in all the parks for these cabanas if they're popular. I think the problem is that they, and as I brought up before, is that I think Disney's looking at every version of, like, you know, recreational entertainment and just stealing ideas, no matter if they work or not. So cabanas are popular at water parks, and they're popular on the cruise line. But water parks and the cruise line aren't like the Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the problem. And as a good example I brought up was like, well, what happens if the Magic Kingdom adopts the concept of spending a little extra money to get leather seats that are a little larger and reserve your own spot in like Mickey's PhilharMagic or a stage show or something like that? You know, and then it's like a $15 upcharge per seat or something, you know. That won't work either, because that makes no sense. But I feel like right now they don't know what their guests want, and they need to increase revenue due to them not making the money from Frozen Ever After and Shanghai being under budget and not making what they need to, and ESPN viewership going down the toilet and all that stuff. I think they're just throwing everything at a wall, and I don't know what they – I don't know. I think they're scared, and they don't know what they're doing. I mean, look at the – remember the Magic Kingdom After Hours thing?
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think the idea of a cabana is a bad idea. It's just their execution, regardless if it's a test or not, is piss poor. For one, I mean look, people with money, they have money, but they want to feel special. Mm-hmm. There's nothing special about that cabana.
No, not
at
all.
It's a pop-up tent with, like you said, IKEA furniture, and it's literally just an excuse to get out of the sun and sit down. You can do that literally at the Hall of Presidents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if drinks and food were included, then I would see people be like, hey, okay. But I think the location is awful. The setup is awful. I think if they really would have tested, I would take maybe some place that they rarely use. It doesn't necessarily have to be a Magic Kingdom, and set up something, you know, like four little private areas, and see if anybody bites. You can wall it off with temporary, you know, like cubicle walls if you want, whatever, for the sake of argument. But you look at SeaWorld, they do it right. They offer a place to get out of AC, to get in the AC. I mean, granted, you have to be a pass holder, but they offer free soda, free internet, free charging, and it's out of the sun. You don't have to pay anything extra. So, and like you said, all your monorail hop away from a hotel room that's probably 25 to 50% less in costs. So, yeah. I can't see anyone justifying that. There's no justification for it. It's a stupid spending of money.
Well, I've seen people try to justify it, but they're in denial.
You know, there's no way to justify it. I'm sorry.
So
I'm usually not this stubborn, but there's no way to justify it. It's $650 just to get out of the sun. Like, no.
So let's reverse it. So what? So what I'm thinking of is, what would be a justifiable cabana at Magic Kingdom for $650? So if I want to spend $650 at a cabana, this is what I want. I want you to take part of the Tomorrowland Terrace and do like little sections. Okay? Mm-hmm. So you have a cabana, you get in the cabana, air conditioned, you have food service, you have unlimited soft drinks, so you get your own Coke freestyle machine or whatever.
Right.
You get food service, but maybe not necessarily free food, I get that. You get unlimited soft drinks, unlimited water.
That's at the very most, discounted food.
Yeah, and discounted food. Or like, yeah, exactly. You get a television. It's air conditioned, A. That's a big fucking A. You get much better furniture. And then what you get is you can have like a nice sliding glass door, like two stories sliding glass door, really big. And you can step on the balcony and you can watch the fireworks and the parade from that balcony area.
Yeah, that would be that's pretty solid.
That's what you need. That's what you need to do. And it needs to seat everyone. And then when you have when you're watching them, they have to you can get dessert packages. Like you can sell the desserts and stuff, or you can get fondue or whatever. I mean, that's what $650 should get you.
Agreed. My only thought process is, I think with cabanas, I don't think it should only be for the, I guess, one percenters, for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that kind of amenity needs to belong in the theme park. As far as that grand of a luxury, I think cabana is a great idea, but one that anybody can afford if they save up for it,
Mm-hmm.
So I think cabana to the side, maybe in the range of $200-$250, that does offer AC and does offer free drink. And the food is extra. I'm always saying $250 just because I think Aquatica, I think their cabana is, I think, $150 mm-hmm. or to rent, or $199. So obviously Disney-fied $250. I don't think that luxurious should belong in a theme park. I think everybody should, there's already enough for priority seating and the restaurants. Like, now you're trying to I can't think of the word right now, but make certain aspects of enjoying your park a little bit more elitist,
mm-hmm.
for lack of a better term. Again, it doesn't gel well with me.
Mm-hmm. Another thing is, I know it's the Magic Kingdom's issue and the fault of the Magic Kingdom, and this is the only way they could do it, but the fact you can't do alcohol service is absolutely killer.
Yeah, that's another one.
I mean, that just is an absolute destroyer, which brings me to my another point, is that the Diz Unplugged podcast today dropped the rumor that they're going to be building a Club 33 in the Magic Kingdom. Which is similar,
yay, but Club 33 is Club 33 because Walt walked through that area.
Yeah, and built it. So, when you have Club 33 in Shanghai, it means a lot less than Club 33 in Disneyland.
Right.
So it's just kind of a name brand kind of thing then. Anyway.
Well, another thing I want to touch upon, mm-hmm. I think another idea is for cabanas, like you said, around Epcot, but only do it maybe 12 to 15 around the lagoon. And for people that want to kind of upscale their illuminations,
mm-hmm.
nothing too crazy. You rent it out for an hour. They bring you the meal and you watch the fireworks. $150.
Well, the real question is, where would you put that then? I mean, where would you put those cabanas?
Oh,
then?
No, yeah, no, I know. I'm just blue skying right now.
Yeah. Actually, do you know where would be a good place to put those cabanas? You know those gift shops, right? Right between Future World and World Showcase?
Okay, yeah, yeah. Right across from Duffy area. Yeah, right.
What I would recommend is almost build a second story to those shops and put them up there. Maybe three or four of them on each one. so they don't block anyone's view, and also they have, you know, their own area. So, just my thought. See what I'm saying?
Or actually, you can make Spice Road relevant and make that the whole
cabana.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, Spice Road table. Oh man, poor Spice Road table. What are we gonna do with
What does Morocco need? Well, it has two restaurants. Let's add a third.
Okay.
All right. Enough about cabanas. Let's go back to the Epcot stuff.
So yeah, I think Epcot. I think we're done with Epcot. Yeah. Because that's all we know about, really.
Well, the IPing of the World Showcase.
Yeah, IP World Showcase. New Dark Ride and World Showcase. Gee, I wonder what that could be with IP in France.
Hercules.
Yeah, exactly. Hercules.
Mount Fuji.
Yeah, Mount Fuji would be. Yeah. Anyway, so let's go to Shanghai Disneyland real quick. Believe it or not, they announced Toy Story Playland. This was that weird unfinished area that we kept seeing photos of. I don't know if you remember seeing any of those, Brian, but they looked really weird.
Yeah, I do.
So Toy Story Playland is going to have three attractions. They haven't announced what attractions they are, but considering that three attractions are going to come to the Toy Story Playland in Hollywood Studios, and Disney loves cloning stuff right now, I'm willing to bet one is the kiddie coaster, one is the spinner, and one is Toy Story Midway Mania.
Yay.
Yeah, you know.
That's nice. It's what it is. Like,
it is what it is. Yeah. next up. Let me close everything up right now. Also, Hollywood Studios. Bob Chapek confirmed that Episode 8 stuff will be coming to Star Tours.
So, yay.
Yay, there we go.
I hope that they kind of streamline now, where you go from like episode 7 in the first scene and then you go to episode 8 in the next scene. I think now when episode 8 comes out, you have enough material technically where each experience could be you're sitting in the prequel verse, the original verse, and now the sequel verse. Because going from the Death Star battling Darth Vader to Jakku is sort of, or I guess Jakku, yeah, Darth Vader to Jakku, then to Naboo to face the Trade Federation is sort of weird. But hey, theme parks.
Yay, theme parks. So, our last crazy story from today. Oh man, this one came... was released in the middle of the night. Hong Kong Disneyland is getting some really big enhancements. Literally really big enhancements. One of their first ones is they're going to get a new, an expanded castle. I don't want to say new castle, an expanded castle. If you look at the concept art for this castle, it actually, you can see the current castle, and then they build upon said castle. Are you looking at the concept art, Brian?
I am pulling it up because literally, like, I've seen, like, little bitty bits and pieces today. So I'm not really well keen on the, or well versed, rather, on the announcement. So yeah. I'm looking at it all right now.
So the pink is the current castle.
Got it. Okay. I see it.
The white and the gold is the new castle.
Oh.
And I've heard, I heard they're getting a new castle a little while ago. Not too long ago, but a little while ago. I heard that this was a major dick measuring contest with Shanghai Disneyland.
Naturally.
Yeah, naturally. So, it also appears they're gonna be putting a moat in front, and you won't be able to walk through the castle anymore. And that appears to be a stage show of some sort. You see it? And it's going to be like a nighttime show and a daytime show.
Yeah, but what, like... why would you not have a drawbridge?
I don't know. Got me.
But yeah, no, this is weird. Like, the front half is like, I mean, I'm no architecture expert, but the front half seems European, but the back half looks Russian?
It looks slightly Russian.
It looks like the Basilica.
Yeah, exactly. It looks bizarre.
Huh?
Yeah. And also, what's with that crystal, like, spire on the left? The glass one?
That's the new Crystal Palace.
Clearly. Clearly. Yeah, that'll be Club 33.
I mean, it's cool. This is something that's never been done before, so it'd be interesting to see how the process goes. Mm-hmm. I just don't get the concept, because it's clearly two different. You can see it, like, it's evident.
Yeah,
it's not blending. It'd be one thing if it blended, and then regardless of their architecture choice, but it's one set and then another set.
Yep.
It's like what's the word I'm looking for? Like
it sort of looks like the Winchester Mystery House.
No, I was gonna say like a game add-on. Like, the castle is regular, but then you spend the premiums to get the bonus.
So we had when I lived in Richmond, Virginia, we had a good size house, you know, on a half acre plot, and we lived there for 9 years, and then we moved to Philadelphia, and the person who bought the house from us got one of those, you know, crappy loans, you know, that sent the economy into a tailspin in 2008. But this person added so many expansions to this house that by the time, like, we drove past it, like, a few years later, it looks like this castle. like, oh, we're just going to get rid of the sunroom and make that, like, another bedroom, and we're going to add another expansion upstairs, and we're going to expand. It's like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah. What I find interesting is, like, you can't enter the castle anymore. You have to go through these side wings, and the front area is this giant stage now. Like, they've just kind of gotten rid of the idea of doing a whole entire, you know, walk through the castle. So.
Yeah, I don't think that. I think that's taken away a big, I guess, moment for people.
In all fairness, though, I do not remember the last time I walked through the Magic Kingdom castle.
They open it up at night.
Yeah, but even then, I really don't remember when I walked through it last. Like, I don't remember. That's how bad it is. It's like, I don't know. Got me.
Hey, Moana, because relevant.
Yeah. Okay, no, well, we're getting to that. So, it looks like they're going to do, like, a World of Color / that show they have in Disneyland Paris on the castle at night, which is cool, which is good. They're going to be doing a Moana stage show. I'm not sure when exactly that is going to open, but they have concept art for that floating around.
How is that movie tracking?
I've been hearing good things about it, but I do not know how it's tracking currently.
But that seems kind of early to jump the gun.
Well,
let me see. I'll look it up. Sorry to interrupt. Continue. No,
that's fine. So, 2017 is the Stark Tours, the Iron Man ride. So that's going to
75 mil plus. Sorry.
Okay, so it's going to be Fantastic Beasts level, which is pretty good. 2018. Here's the interesting one. Ant-Man will be replacing the Buzz Lightyear attraction. So they're going to be doing an overlay of Buzz Lightyear with Ant-Man.
That's kind of interesting.
Exactly, and they have concept art for that right now, which looks really weird.
Look, I thought that was part of a bigger ride initially, but now that Ant-Man, I mean, I like the movie, but Ant-Man?
Yep. And / new show. So I guess the Moana show would be opening in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure exactly where that would go, but
I'm seeing here the overall, I guess their expansion map.
Mm-hmm.
It says Adventureland Showplace 2018. I'd imagine that would be it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think that's where they do the current Festival of the Lion King show.
Okay. So, no, wait. Theater of the Wild.
Theater of the Wild. Okay, yeah. So that makes sense.
This would be a new little area.
Good. So that'll be 2018. 2019 is when they'll have the new castle open, which I assume they'll also have the new nighttime show.
And I'm looking now. There, you could. It looks like you still can't walk through the castle. It's not a direct through the middle path.
Okay. Well,
you have to go around it. So basically, the water show and the stage is in front, and you walk behind it to get to the castle.
Okay. Well, hopefully they still allow it, so that'd be nice. Then 2020 is Frozen Land, which is going to be an expansion pad. And then hold on your socks, kids. 2023 expansion of Marvel to replace Autopia. Autopia is currently closed, may I remind you. They are talking to replace it with Marvel 7 years from now. I will be very old at this point in time. I have no idea why they're saying this expansion will take 7 years.
Yeah, I don't... Why would you go all in on Ant-Man before your big Marvel marquee attraction?
It's cheaper. It's a replacement.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's Marvel. Like, that's... Like, it's big over there.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, why... I don't know. My understanding is they have no concepts for the current Marvel e-ticket they want to put on the Autopia area. So, that's... They still have no idea what's going on there. So, I don't know. Also, they're going to keep Hyperspace Mountain there permanently. Okay. So, Hyperspace Mountain and then all the Marvel.
Wait, so it's never going to be Space Mountain anymore over there? It's just Hyperspace Mountain forever?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yep. So, I have no idea what's going to go on with this Marvel expansion in 2023. Everyone sit down and listen to that. 2023.
And just for comparison's sake, we're looking at a possible fourth park for Universal opening in this time frame?
Yeah, a few years before 2023.
So, just throwing it out there.
Yeah. Whew. That's rough. Yeah, I'm actually...
Frozen looks pretty, though.
Well, we'll get to Frozen in a second, but like 2023... I really don't think they may not build this. I mean, that's how far away 2023 is. So.
Yeah. And now I see there's a dancing sleigh ride.
Yeah. So, Frozen is interesting. It looks really nice. It looks like an expansion. They will have a Luigi's style ride with the sleighs, which I think is not a bad one. Here's the real head scratcher for me, Brian. They will be building a copy of Frozen Ever After. And by copy, I literally mean they will be reproducing the Maelstrom ride track and ride system for this ride.
That was my pen dropping.
Yeah. Yeah. Frozen Ever After was supposed to get 1,000 people an hour through. I was hearing that it was getting significantly less than that because Maelstrom never got the maximum output it needed due to design issues. And then Frozen just compounded those issues. But I can't believe they're literally building a copy of a 1988 Flume ride.
Yeah,
with an overlay.
You would think, hey, now we have the space, and now we don't need to shoehorn something in.
That's like if they were copying Buzz Lightyear, and they replicate the if you had wings ride layout. I mean, it's like, what are you doing? That's insane.
Yeah, I mean, do the boat ride. Just don't do Maelstrom's boat ride.
I guess they didn't want to pay the people to do that. But,
But I mean, you don't need to. I mean, just do a boat ride. That's all you got to do. You don't need to go up the hill. Like, just do the boat ride. Increase capacity. Do the same scenes. Just boat ride.
That's what blows my mind. Is they're still doing the lift hill and they're still doing the drop and everything. Like, yes. Do you know what makes the Frozen ride the drop? No, no one's ever said that. And like reportedly, the Frozen ride at Epcot has missed every single mark they've set for it and has been deemed a complete failure. So, like, guest satisfaction numbers aren't there. They're not getting the revenue increase they were looking for. They're not getting the attendance increase they were looking for. Everything has completely missed the mark. So
they didn't go all out on Frozen.
Exactly. And I really think this is like Toy Story Midway Mania when they put that in Tokyo Disney Sea. Now they're just trying to recoup the costs and see who they can sell this to. Because I know for a fact they've been selling around Avatar like crazy. And no one's picking that one up. So that should tell you enough, y'all. All you need to know.
Now here's an interesting question or yes. theory. So we see this. We see they're doing it at Shanghai too, right? Shanghai's getting no. Tokyo Disney Sea's getting it.
No, they're not.
They're not getting Frozen.
They are not getting Frozen anymore.
Oh, they're getting Beauty and the Beast.
So that original plan was altered. Because that was when they were going to expand their Fantasyland to have a nutso Alice in Wonderland dark ride and like all this crazy stuff. And they were going to move It's a Small World. Remember that?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I forgot that they changed the plans.
Yeah, all that's gone.
They're getting the Beauty and the Beast ride that Be Our Guest would have been. Yeah.
So what they're getting in Tokyo now is they're getting the Leonardo da Vinci Soarin'. They're getting the Finding Nemo ride. The Finding Dory, Finding Nemo ride, whatever. They're getting Beauty and Beast Dark Ride, which was supposed to come to Magic Kingdom, by the way. Didn't know if you knew mm-hmm. that.
Yep.
That's why the Be Our Guest restaurant... why the restaurant, the kitchen can't serve the restaurant as easily. Because the restaurant was expanded to fill part of the area for the ride. Didn't know if you knew that. And then they're also getting something else, too. I forget, though.
They are getting, and I closed it. I just had it. And, come on. It's Beauty and the Beast, Gaston's Tavern. Oh, Big Hero 6.
Big Hero 6. Oh, yeah. That looks cute. So,
well, my original point was with Epcot's future plans of possible IPification and Frozen not doing what they anticipated, do you see them as they start to rebrand Epcot into IPCOT, as most people have deemed it, sort of like what they're doing to the castle at Hong Kong?
Maybe. I mean, I don't see them renaming it. I see them...
Oh, no, not renaming it, but I'm saying, like, you have Frozen Ever After, and instead of, you know, traditional Norway architecture, like they've done, kind of make it into Arendelle, and in the back sort of do the forced perspective of Elsa's castle. So you're not closing the ride, but you're kind of transforming it to fit the realm that, what I'm hearing World Showcase will be.
Well, I mean, all I'm hearing from the IPification is, like, they're just adding IP rides, and they're changing out restaurants to IP stuff and shops to IP stuff, not necessarily the whole land. Like, Germany, I don't see them, like... Okay, example, Italy. I don't see them tearing out everything and putting Pinocchio in, but I see them...
Why?
Well, but, I mean, like, I could see them taking some of the least profitable shops out and putting... you know, Pinocchio in there or something, or Germany, you know, like more Snow White in there, but I don't see them putting a Snow White ride in there.
We'll talk after.
Okay, we'll talk after. But I don't know. That's my two cents. Oh, man, that's a lot of Disney news, Brian.
Yeah, I kind of don't want to talk about it on our show now.
Yeah, that's okay. Okay, Brian, where can we find you at?
Usually crying in a corner drinking if my wife hits me.
Yeah, there you go. Same. Well, not the wife part, just crying.
Say, Joe, do you have some news?
It happened really quick, Brian. it was for a visa.
She was gentle.
Oh boy.
You can find me as the schmuck handling OU, usually on Twitter. Probably now just doing solely a podcast by myself and YouTube and all that jazz. And my Twitter is at BrianManOU.
Cool. You can find all of us, all of us at Parkscope. You can find me at Parkscope Joe. Make sure to read all of our articles on parkscope.net. We have a bunch of good stuff up there. Jeff hasn't posted one of those never built attractions things in a while. He's on vacation this week. Try to get him on today's show. He can join with us. But Alan's been posting the hidden attractions of America, and he's still posting those up. I've been posting some stuff, so go check that out. Go on iTunes, leave us a review. All that fun jazz. And
leave OU a review too.
Yeah, leave everyone a good review. 5-star reviews all around. So that's about it, everyone. We'll see you next time. Kungaloosh. Hello, everybody. Hate everything. Party horn.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. I want turkey. Oh, that's good.